This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. This year's El Niño is expected to be one of the most powerful in recorded history. For some parts of the country, like here in Southern California, that can mean a lot of rain, which could cause potential flooding and mudslides. We're expected to actually get rain here in LA for the next week. For some businesses, the potential of all that precipitation means full schedules and a lot of money. Marketplace's Andy Euler has
our story. I met E.J. Thacker on a cul-de-sac near the bottom of a hill in Encino. It's about half an hour from downtown L.A. EJ is a consultant for Sinai Construction, focuses on roofing, gutters, and foundations.
You can see that we're at the toe of a hill, so the street comes down, and then it would just end up at this property anyway. You can see in the front of the driveways, there's a lot of water collecting.
EJ takes me around a house to look for potential flooding issues. It's going to take his crew a little more than an hour to make notes and take drawings of the property. The cost?
A site inspection is typically $350 to $400, but if you... The more they do, of course, the more expensive it is.
Like here, a cliff behind the house needs a new retaining wall. EJ says the current one isn't up to code. Cost to fix that?
You'd be talking about approximately $10,000 just in engineering fees.
The homeowner pays that directly to an outside engineering firm. Then you gotta pay Sinai to build the wall. That is, if you can get an appointment.
All the engineers are busy now, especially because of El Niño. And currently with the city of Los Angeles, they've got a one-month delay in plan check before anyone could even actually look at the plans.
EJ says it'll probably be 4 or 5 months until they could even break ground, but the heavy rains should be here by late January. That has San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner worried, specifically about flooding. He asked California Governor Jerry Brown to preemptively declare a state of emergency so they could have money to clear storm drains.
We're having all of our city crews out there, you know, to the maximum. We're going to be working with contractors as well. And we've seen what's happened to, you know, all the growth and foliage and a lot of these storm drain channels that need to be clear to convey that water.
Selling politicians to preemptively prepare for a natural disaster isn't easy. Their budgets are already stretched pretty thin. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.